This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
You see them everywhere, the white tents in the trees and the caterpillars coming out of them. Peter Warren, entomologist at the Virginia Cooperative Extension Office, joins me on the phone. Good afternoon, Peter.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us. I know you're busy. If we can, just start and remind folks, what is the Extension Office here in Virginia?
Well, the Extension Office is actually an extension of the land-grant universities, Virginia Tech and Virginia State. And so we have an office in every county and some cities throughout the state to provide information developed at the research stations and on the university campuses to the local folks.
And it's not just questions about caterpillars, but give us an idea of some of the questions that you get when that phone rings.
Well, we actually get a wide range of things. We have four basic program areas. One of them is agriculture and natural resources. We also deal with horticulture issues, which is my main bailiwick. But we also have people answering questions about nutrition and family development and 4-H, youth development.
So let's talk about these tent caterpillars, and that is, I am correct in saying that they're called tent caterpillars, right? Because they have these little white tents in the trees that right now, here, beginning of May, we just see them everywhere, all around central Virginia.
Right, yeah, the official common name is eastern tent caterpillar because we are in the east, and but you're right, that's what they're called, and for that reason, they look like tents.
And explain to us, what are we seeing here?
Well, what you're seeing is their house, essentially. They hatch out from their eggs, and they build this tent-like house. And they live in it, and they feed on the tree that their tent is set up in. And then they go back to that tent in the evening or during foul weather.
And so this is amazing. So let's start with the eggs. Who lays the eggs? Is it a caterpillar lays the eggs, or a butterfly, or a moth,
right,
or what?
It's the female moth who lay the eggs. And oftentimes, if you're looking for them in the right trees, you can find these egg cases. They're usually less than an inch long. They look like they're kind of wrapped around about a pencil-width branch, and they look like they're covered with a black varnish. And so that's one of the ways that we prevent them from showing up, is we go through and we can prune out those egg cases.
And so the eggs are born, the caterpillars come out, and it's the caterpillars that build the white tents that we see everywhere, the sacks.
That's right, caterpillars. And they like to hang out in groups, and so they will jointly construct this tent. And it gets bigger as they get bigger. The tent will start out small, and that's actually another thing you can do is when you see them small like that, you can knock them out of the tree before they get much bigger.
I will tell you, the other day I was at the Bel Air Market, and I was back in the parking lot, behind the Bel Air Market, there is one of those things in the tree there. I swear it's as big as a basketball.
Yeah, they get pretty big about this time because the caterpillars are almost fully mature now. And that's when people really start complaining, is when they start crawling all over everything else. And you'll find them on sidewalks and plants that they're not even really feeding on. They're just looking for a place to go pupate and make their cocoon, that is. And so that's when people start really seeing them everywhere.
Peter Warren with the Virginia Cooperative Extension Office here in Central Virginia. Peter, how many of these caterpillars can, like in an average white tent there in the tree, how many caterpillars are we talking about?
Anywhere from, say, 150 to 400 in each tent.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. And I'm sure you get lots of calls from folks who don't like the fact that they all of a sudden have hundreds of caterpillars in the trees in their yard.
Yeah, I would say most people are calling for that reason. Very few call to say how wonderful they are. But they're actually not very harmful at all, and that's the tricky part, is explaining to people that while they may look bad, they're really not that big of a deal.
So what is it that, if they do pose any type of a threat, what might that be?
Well, they will defoliate to some extent, and the larger the tree, the less of an effect it has, and the trees will re-leaf out. They don't suffer from them that much. If it's a very small tree and they eat all the leaves off of it in several years in a row, then that might be a problem. But these caterpillars tend to be sporadic pests, and they don't always come out in large numbers every year.
It is an annual thing, these white tents?
Yes, and some years are worse than others. This is a pretty good year for it, as you noted.
Yeah, they seem to be everywhere. And I've noticed them more. Am I wrong in thinking I'm seeing more around water?
Well, they actually tend to show up in certain types of trees. And so those trees may be, a lot of them are along roadsides. They tend to be the wild cherry trees and things like that. Apple trees tend to have them more. Those are the host plants they prefer. So maybe what you're seeing is the types of trees, and they just happen to be in ditches and things.
Oh, okay. Well, you certainly see them along the highways. I was on 81 and 64 just in the past couple of days, and they're everywhere you look.
Mm-hmm.
So they eat the leaves then. They're not eating the actual tree itself. They're eating the foliage.
That's right.
And how big do these things get? And tell us about the lifespan. And do these things become butterflies or just moths?
They become moths. They're hatching right in March, right when the buds are breaking on the trees, because that's their food source. So they've adapted to that, and they will feed on them until right about now, and maybe a little bit longer. The caterpillars are full grown, and they'll crawl off to find a place to spin their cocoon. Then they'll spend a little bit of time in the cocoon and hatch out about 3 weeks later, and then you'll find their reddish brown moths flying around. They'll mate, and then they'll go ahead and make their egg cases again for next year.
And so the egg cases then will last through the fall and the winter.
That's right. They overwinter in the eggs.
Isn't that amazing? or as my mother used to say, isn't nature wonderful?
Yeah, that's a good attitude to have.
Well, I tell you, at our house, they are the big hit out on the driveway. I'm not kidding. I mean, when my kids go outside, they just start running around looking for caterpillars to hold, and then they name them, and then they want to take them inside. What do you say? Can a 5-year-old bring some of these inside to put in a little case to watch them turn into moths?
You could. As you're getting the full-grown ones crawling across your driveway, you could put them in a jar, and eventually they'll spin a cocoon in there for you. And if you keep them in the right environment, most of our houses are too dry in the wintertime to complete their life cycle. So probably best to keep them outdoors in the jar. But they will turn into a moth eventually, yes.
So you would recommend a jar or something with holes in it?
Just some place. They'll spin a cocoon pretty much everywhere. You can find them in all sorts of places. They just need a little bit of shelter.
How long between, say, now and the time that they start to build a cocoon?
Well, some of them are doing it right now. I've seen a lot of them. When you start to see the big ones crawling around like that, that's when they're getting ready to spin the cocoon.
Oh, wow. So, and we can put as many as we want into a jar? They don't mind building a cocoon near each other?
Yeah, I guess so. Probably be easier for them if there was less of them around. But, yeah, I guess you could collect a bunch. It might end up dying and getting a little moldy in there, so be careful about that. But
do you have to put in any food or leaves or anything for them?
No, they've stopped feeding once they're heading off to make a cocoon, so you don't have to worry about that part.
Fascinating. Peter, I'm just fascinated. I could talk about this all day.
Yeah, me too.
So tell me quick, I got about a minute. Were you one of those kids that just was on the playground staring at bugs like my kids are?
Yeah, I just didn't grow up.
So, and how do you, what do you, just major in biology and then it's not a PhD in entomology, or is it?
Well, you can get a PhD in entomology. I actually have an undergrad in math, so it didn't start out that way for me, but eventually I got a master's degree in entomology, which you can do at Virginia Tech.
Peter Warren, entomologist and extension agent with the Virginia Cooperative Extension, telling us about tent caterpillars on their way to becoming moths. And, oh, by the way, what's the lifespan for one of the moths after they come out?
Oh, just a couple of weeks.
Really? That's sort of sad. Hey, Peter, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com if you'd like to review and learn all over again.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.